tweeting about tariffs again. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says it's simple. Trade partners can either negotiate a fair deal with the U.S. or get hit with tariffs, which he says are the greatest. He's threatening more tariffs on partners a day before meeting at the White House with European officials amid an ongoing trade dispute over his steel import tariffs, which is threatening to spread to automobile production.
Maybe we can work something out.
The president said yesterday America for years has let other nations essentially steal its jobs and factories through unfair trade deals. He says the era of fool's trade is now over. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea appears to have started dismantling key facilities at its main satellite launch site in a step toward fulfilling a commitment made by leader Kim Jong-un at his summit with President Trump in June. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The North Korea Focus 38 North website says recent commercial satellite images indicate Pyongyang has begun dismantling key facilities at the Sohae launch site. The facilities include a rocket engine test stand used to develop liquid fuel engines for ballistic missiles and space launch vehicles, and a rail mounting processing building where space launch vehicles were assembled before being moved to the launch pad. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Laos state media says several people have been killed and hundreds more are missing after the collapse of a hydroelectric dam in Atapeu province. The collapse of the Sepian Sae Nam Noi Dam released large waves of water throughout the district, washing away hundreds of homes and leaving scores of residents homeless. The dam was made by a joint venture between South Korean companies with Thai and Lao partners and was still under construction. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says a Syrian plane it shot down departed from the Syrian T-4 airbase, which Israel is believed to have attacked earlier this year. An Israeli military spokesman said the plane flew toward Israel at a relatively high speed before breaching the country's airspace. He said the increased activity near Israel's frontier with Syria put the military on elevated alert and prompted Israel to issue a number of warnings through different channels to ensure a 1974 agreement, which sets out a demilitarized zone along the shared Israel-Syria frontier, would not be violated. Wildfire sweeping through a Greek resort town has killed at least 74 people, including families with children found clasped in a last-minute embrace as they try to flee. Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite has that story.
The youngest victim, a six-month-old baby. Families found with children clasped in a last embrace as they tried to flee the flames. Emergency crews discovered one group of 26 victims lying close together. It seems they'd been trying to find an escape route, but couldn't make it out in time. The fire broke out in the small community of Mati, just to the east of Athens. Coast Guard vessels and other boats rescued almost 700 people who managed to get to the shoreline.
That was Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite. The trial of two Reuters journalists accused of obtaining secret state documents in Myanmar resumed. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti has more from the proceedings.
Ja Saw U, one of two Reuters journalists on trial, said he had his head covered with a black hood, was deprived of sleep, and forced to kneel for hours at a secret police interrogation site after he was arrested with a colleague last year. He said the interrogators focused on a story the reporters had been working on about the murder by soldiers of 10 Rohingya Muslims. Ja Saw U and his colleague, Wa Lone, faced charges brought under the Colonial-Era Official Secrets Act, in a case seen as a test of press freedom in Myanmar. Both have pleaded not guilty. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.
The leader of the largest Muslim rebel group in the Philippines said Tuesday that 30 to 40,000 armed fighters would be decommissioned if an autonomy deal that is expected to be signed into law by the president this week is fully enforced. The chairman of the Moro Islamic Liberation Front said six of the largest guerrilla camps in the south were already being converted to productive civilian communities to help the insurgents return to normal life. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Uganda on Tuesday for a second stop of his tour of Africa. Modi is going to South Africa for a BRICS summit soon. From Washington, this is Steve Miller, VOA News.
VOA 1, the best music today.